From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting live. Police in Spain have shot dead a man they believe was the driver of a deadly van attack in Barcelona on Thursday. Ending a massive manhunt, police killed Yaunes Abu Yaqub after confronting him Monday in a rural area known for its vineyards. It's about 45 kilometers west of Barcelona. Police say they shot the fugitive after he held up what appeared to be a bomb belt, which they later discovered was fake. The U.S. Navy is promising to take, quote, much more aggressive stance as it tries to determine what led to a second collision between a U.S. guided missile destroyer and a commercial vessel in as many months. 10 American sailors are missing and 5 injured, with the USS John S. McCain suffering significant damage as a result of Monday's collision with a tanker near the Strait of Malacca. In response to the incident, the Navy ordered an immediate operational pause across the U.S. fleet. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis told reporters he agreed with that decision.
The Chief of Naval Operations' broader inquiry will look at all related accidents, incidents at sea, that sort of thing. He is going to look at all factors, not just the immediate ones, which will fall rightly under the fleet commander's investigation of what happened to his ship. But this is a broader look at what is happening.
The top Navy military officer said the 1 to 2 day pause will give commanders a chance to evaluate everything from how officers conduct themselves on the bridge to ship-wide working conditions. This is VOA News. After years of deriding the U.S. war in Afghanistan as a, quote, complete waste, President Trump on Monday, in about an hour, is expected to explain why he now believes it is in the U.S. interest to remain committed to the South Asian country. In an evening address from a military base outside Washington, Trump will likely announce the deployment of several thousand additional troops to Afghanistan as part of a wider shift in strategy, according to reports. VOA will have full coverage of that speech in about 1 hour. Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari is back in the State House after an extended medical leave. National unity was high on his agenda as he addressed the nation early Monday for the first time in months. Chika Odua has the story for VOA from Abuja.
Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari notified Parliament Monday that he has officially resumed his presidential duties. In a brief televised broadcast, the president said separatist groups have crossed a red line in their discourse.
Nigerians' unity is settled and not negotiable. We shall not allow irresponsible elements to start trouble.
It is the first time Nigerians have heard from their president in months. He handed power over to his vice president in May and traveled to London to receive treatment for an undisclosed illness. He returned Saturday after 105 days. It was his second trip to Britain for medical reasons this year. The president's health has been a closely guarded secret. Nigerians were hoping the president would reveal his health status in Monday's address, but Buhari did not mention the topic, prompting further speculation. Chika Odua in Abuja for VOA News.
The United States will stop the issuing of all non-immigrant visas from Russia beginning on Wednesday until September 1st. The U.S. Embassy in Moscow said that decision is due to the Russian government's imposed cap on its staffing levels, that is. Millions of people across the United States watched a rare total eclipse, which darkened the skies from the Pacific to the Atlantic for the first time in 99 years. The eclipse began Monday morning in the western state of Oregon, causing the temperature to drop significantly as the moon covered the sun. Cities, towns, and parks across the path prepared for an influx of people with telescopes, cameras, and protective glasses. NASA said it expected the eclipse to be the most watched and documented in history. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.